From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Supreme Court won't hear a challenge to a Colorado law that requires out-of-state internet retailers to tell customers how much they owe in state sales taxes. The justices today let stand a lower court ruling that said the law doesn't discriminate against interstate commerce, as online retailers had claimed. Colorado's law doesn't require internet retailers to collect taxes, but requires them to tell customers what taxes are owed and report purchases to the state government. Great Outdoors Colorado has awarded more than $13 million in grants to communities across the state to encourage young people to get outside. As 91.5 KRCC Capitol correspondent Benta Berkland reports, it's part of a new initiative.
The new Inspire initiative was launched last year with six pilot projects. It's aimed at addressing the national problem of less unstructured outdoor play. The goal is to get children to appreciate, enjoy, and take care of the great outdoors. Katie Baldazar is with the nonprofit Get Outdoors Leadville, which is one of the communities receiving money. Even though Leadville is in the heart of the mountains, she says many young people don't access the outdoors.
We mapped addresses of our school children, and we saw that 45% of them lived in one of our outlying trailer parks. They're too far to walk or bike to those natural areas.
Leadville is using part of the $3 million to put up bilingual signs at outdoor spaces and work with mobile home park owners to build natural playgrounds. Communities had to raise matching local funds. Lamar, the San Luis Valley, Denver, and Lafayette are some of the other winners. More grants will go out next year. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.